This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, the way the mainstream media handled the Steele dossier nonsense. Unable to turn a blind eye or cover up for being complicit in the conspiracy any longer, some outlets are being forced to address the issue head on in the wake of more Durham indictments and arrests. Axios describes it as a reckoning hitting news organizations and admits it's one of the most egregious journalistic errors in modern history. The media spreading lies for years. It relents it was outsized coverage of an unvetted document. Many journalists resented the former president for turning more than half of the country against the media, frequently repeating
fake news,
fake news,
fake news.
A phrase Hillary Clinton actually coined.
Fake news and false propaganda.
But was it the media that created the monster?
Fake news. It's fake.
Was it the media that created the contention by pushing a thinly sourced story based on rumors and lies? As more truth comes out, the Washington Post has corrected and removed large portions of two articles. But will CNN or MSNBC revisit or correct their coverage around the Steele dossier? Since the Axios article, other outlets are acknowledging the malfeasance. New York Times says many of the dossier's allegations have turned out to be fictitious or at best unprovable. It goes on to make some thinly veiled excuses for the coverage, but says the distinction between what journalists assume and what we verify is often the difference between fiction and reality. However, when you don't toe the line for the approved narrative, it seems you might just end up raided by the FBI. It's looking more like the DOJ has been weaponized against dissenters. And worse yet, did the New York Times collude with the FBI to target Project Veritas? Well, some journalists don't approve of James O'Keefe's style. He is following the tenet of journalism to hold those in power accountable. Kudos to the journalists speaking out against the FBI raids against him and the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press for filing a motion to unseal the search warrant application. As the ACLU statement says, the president sent in this case could have serious consequences for press freedom. And in Biden's own words,
simply, simply wrong.
So you won't let your Justice Department
do that? I will not
let
that happen.
He said that in May, and yet here we are. Despite the intrusion, Project Veritas is still exposing unethical conduct. As listed in the Society of Professional Journalists' Code of Ethics, expose unethical conduct in journalism, including within their own organizations. And that's just what one CBS insider was doing in exposing Tegna. You know what's not listed in SPJ Code of Ethics? This unethical advice.
I challenge you to stop thinking in terms of objective journalism.
In fact, the Code of Ethics advises ethical journalism should be accurate and fair. It also says support the open and civil exchange of views, even views they find repugnant. But is the current state of journalism even concerned with serving the public anymore?
I don't really care if people trust us or not. You still got to do your job. So, I mean, that's the least of my concern, whether they trust me or not.
Is this who you want to receive your news from? Playing PR for the current administration, check out these headlines. Bloomberg, America needs higher, longer-lasting inflation. Washington Examiner, White House thinks inflation and supply chain woes are high-class problems. CNBC, inflation's silver lining, higher salaries. Wisconsin Examiner, inflation boogeyman scares only the extremely wealthy. Are you extremely wealthy? I know I'm not, and this scares me. Pain at the pump, god-awful grocery bills, we can all feel that. And what good are higher salaries if the cost of goods has risen by a much higher percentage than your paycheck? And another fact-check fail after Bill Gates' own words were used against him.
We got vaccines to help you with your health, but they only slightly reduced the transmissions.
Reuters stepped in for damage control and claims Gates was taken out of context. It also plays the game of saying, no, Bill Gates did not say the vaccine is ineffective, but that wasn't the claim being made. The claim was that the vaccine isn't working well because it doesn't block transmission. And that is true. That's exactly what Bill Gates said. You know what is missing context, Reuters? The conflict of interest here. The fact that the founder and former CEO of Reuters was elected to Pfizer's board of directors in 2014 until his retirement just last year. Bringing you what's ignored, sensationalized, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false. For KLIM.news, that's your media mouthpiece.
All right, we'll be back. InfoWars, get prepared. Mega blowout sale 2021 is live right now. The biggest sale of the year. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and products like TurboForce 10-hour clean energy. A listener favorite, back in stock, 40% off again with free shipping, double Patriot points. On top of that, we also have DNA Force Plus for the PQQ and CoQ10 to clean out your cells, to boost your immune system. It's the Rolls Royce of this. It's 40% off. And now we have Super Coral Calcium Toothpaste, similar to our previous coral fighting toothpaste, but even stronger, even more concentrated. It's now back in stock and discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products available at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of these great products that enrich your life and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And here we are into hour number two on this live Wednesday, November 24th, worldwide broadcast. Brought to you by We the People, not big corporations, not Bill Gates or George Soros. Well, we like to be next year's news or next decade's news today or tomorrow's news today is our actual slogan. And I told you that with Operation Lockstep and everything we were seeing with the pre-programming that they were going to release a virus and they were going to have lockdowns worldwide and they were going to use that for total control and then that it wouldn't be a vaccine, it would erase your immunity and then they would have all these extra boosters they wanted to give you because they bragged about it in prospectus papers in the deep state talking about prospective viruses or scenarios. Well, that wasn't even dead reckoning by me. We had the proof. We knew we were right. Well, if dead reckoning is one thing, where you have the evidence and your experience, then I mean, you make a prediction and it, you know, tends to be right. This is certainty, what we're about to talk about right now, and that's that multinational corrupt interests want to use American power for world hegemony. They don't like the Western Christian, Judaic Christian ethos of due process and liberal ideas. They want corporate fascism. So they took over the liberal movements, and they took over then the major think tanks, and they took over the ACLU, and with financing it's come out, they took over a lot of the different radical white supremacist groups, and for decades have been provocateuring them and using them as pretext to get Americans to give up their free speech and their freedoms. And now that there is a global populist awakening, they tried to brand nationalism itself as racist and evil and horrible, but only the big globalist combine corporations will save us. And we do that by having them be the new religion, as Pelosi said last week, of we're all racist and we're all bad and then the earth is dying and carbon-based life forms are evil and we must do what the priest class and the media say for absolution. Or we're going to be in a living hell here, and the world will end in 2030. That's what they've been saying. That's what they've been doing. Well, Dr. Darren Beatty is a former professor of political science at Duke University who went on to serve in the White House as a speechwriter and advisor to President Trump. He is now the founder of Revolver.News and has been really the driving force behind getting Tucker Carlson and many others to really look at what really happened on January 6th. And now what's coming out of January 6th, that whole narrative is, I'll give you the next year's news today, not having a midterm election as we would think of one, creating racial division, exacerbating trials, fanning the flames, hoping to get racial violence going to then legitimize this supposed censorship and controls and the Justice Department saying the number one terror threat when Biden first got in January and then since then in the official U.S. government policy on terrorism, that those that question elections, those that question lockdowns, those that question censorship are terrorists and must not just be silenced, but arrested. Hillary Clinton, I've got the clip coming up later in this hour, actually went on national TV with Rachel Maddow and said they're losing. They want to shut us all up. We've got the head of Pfizer saying the same thing. So the ruling corporate takeover isn't going too well. Opposition's exploding worldwide, millions protesting daily in Europe and other areas against what's happening. And so the system is now going to double down. So Dr. Beatty joins us at Darren Beatty, Darren J. Beatty on Twitter, revolver.news, to give us the latest. He's got a big article out that he'll tell you about here in a moment. Then we'll obviously ask the big questions. Why aren't we getting Ray Epps and these people that clearly are provocateurs of the feds? Why aren't we getting them subpoenaed? Well, why aren't we hearing about the admitted FBI agents leading some of these groups? Why aren't we hearing about the FBI agent that ran the whole fake Whitmer kidnapping plot being involved in January 6th? Why are we hearing Roger Stone and Alex Jones? Well, that's the new narrative that, again, oh, we did it on purpose. We attacked the Capitol. We're terrorists. It was an insurrection, which even the FBI admits is not true. And so we've got to have a war with ourselves. We've got to have an authoritarian purge. That's quite the intro, but that's where we're at. Dr. Beatty, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, you heard me lay out the waterfront. You can start wherever you'd like. I know there's a lot of news.
Yep. Well, if your readers are familiar, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the Ray Epps situation. And this is a very live story. It recently gained attention on none other than the Joe Rogan podcast. Joe Rogan brought up the Revolver.News article on air, scrolled through it, and he talked to his guests. And the remarkable thing is his guests were, I must say, not incredibly informed, assuming that their intentions were good. These were representatives of Google, I believe, and other disinformation industries that serve the interests and the narratives of the regime. But Rogan, to his credit, said, look, are you going to call, you know, the conspiracy theory, the idea that there was some false flag aspects to 1-6? I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to show you this individual, Ray Epps, who's seen multiple occasions, in fact, the day before January 6th, he's seen all over the place going to different groups, redirecting their energies and focusing them on a singular mission, and that mission is to go into the Capitol. And because Trump supporters are a peaceful people, there had been hundreds of Trump rallies without anything remotely resembling that level of vandalism, the Trump supporters immediately identified something was off. And in fact, in one occasion, chanted "Fed" at him. They knew there was something off with him, but he was persistent. He wasn't just there the day before. He was a Where's Waldo figure on January 6th, everywhere, ubiquitous, but dedicated to the mission that he adduced the previous evening, and that is going to the Capitol. He's corralling the crowd, saying, let's go to the Capitol.
He goes around for days like a robot parrot saying, attack the Capitol. He goes around for days like a robot. I mean, this is insane. And where's his subpoena? Where are his subpoenas?
No. So just to emphasize, and this is so, you know, there's some other aspects that I think are equally, if not more, damning as it pertains to the federal role in 1-6. But the advantage of the Epps story is it's all caught on tape. And there's something about video evidence that's inherently viral, and it's really seized people's attention to say, what the hell is going on with this guy? Because from the time, the evening before 1-6, when he's saying, let's go into the Capitol, to literally 2 seconds before the initial breach on Capitol grounds, 2 seconds before, the same individual, Ray Epps, is whispering in somebody's ear. And 2 seconds later, that guy burst down the fence. And the thing is, it's not like the feds had zero interest in him from the beginning. As I believe I've pointed out in my last appearance here, the FBI originally put Epps on its first of 20 most wanted January 6th figures. And they said, just like they do with the pipe bomb thing, just like they do with everything else, they pretend to care. They say, we really need the public's help in identifying this guy. Then the internet, being what it is, identified him in like a day, and then crickets from the feds. They knew who he was. It was clear they knew who he was. They just didn't do anything. And they waited months and months until Revolver.News ran a report. A report, I must say, on Stuart Rhodes, and the day after that report was published, the FBI quietly scrubs Epps's name and information from their public database, and they haven't said anything about him since. And after this major piece that came out from Revolver, being a very detailed expose of Ray Epps, who he is, where he's from, what his activities were, some of the other people it looked like he was coordinating with, after we ran that piece and this blew up and it gained national attention, two intrepid citizen journalists actually tracked down Epps at his ranch in Arizona. And they asked him, so what's the deal with this? And frankly, in my opinion, he looked guilty as hell when confronted that way. He scurried off back into his property. But the amazing thing is, the day after those two citizen journalists confronted Epps, guess who knocks on their door? None other than the Arizona FBI. So the FBI is more interested in anyone who would dare to ask questions about Epps than Epps himself. When in the mountains of video documentary evidence of 1-6, here's the only guy repeatedly calling.
That's right. Dr. Darren J. Beatty, stay right there. We'll come back. You're definitely over the target and they're scared. Stay with us. Everybody share these links now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, Save a ton. Call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jones, your host. Dr. Darren J. Beattie is our guest, advisor to Trump, speechwriter, and a guy who really was seminal in investigating January 6th and really codifying the fact that it wasn't just some anti-FUD dressed up like Trump supporters. It was the deep state. It was the Pentagon. It was the Justice Department. It was all those groups, same groups that ran Oklahoma City event. They were there, and we know that, and they're not being touched. But boy, they're all over the news saying they want to put me in jail, and we've got the former deputy director of the FBI, we'll get that clip ready from yesterday here in a few minutes, saying Alex Jones and Roger Stone are right at the red-hot center of what happened on January 6th. Yeah, I'm at the center, almost getting totally set up. The whole damn thing was a setup. Thank God that we figured it out, tried to stop it. But, oh, I'm at the red-hot center, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. McCabe is at the red hot center. And so, Doc, our listeners know about Ray Epps. We'll play a Joe Rogan clip here, too, in a minute. In fact, let's just play the clip you were talking about. Here it is.
Ray Epps. Yeah, close. Meet Ray Epps, the Fed-protected provocateur who appears to have led the very first 1-6 attack, January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. So let's watch some of this, because it's f***ing crazy. It's really weird. This guy is doing this like over and over and over again.
There's a video of it, but this is an article about.
Oh, so this is an article that's in Revolver.
Well, I'll get the video.
We'll find the video because the video is f***ing strange. Ray Epps video. Here it is.
Like this? Well, that's 20 minutes long.
Well, just watch. We'll see some of it.
Get back tomorrow.
And again, I'm not going to play the whole thing here. I wonder who told Joe about all this. I wonder if Joe is more interested now that they're trying to put his friend in jail for January 6th. I wonder if Joe's going to be talking about that more soon now. Because, again, there's not just the evil Justice Department in the universe. There's also America waking up. And so that's where we are. Going back to Dr. Beattie, Epps is important. The fact that he's not been subpoenaed is important. But there's so many other things coming out. And the fact that this January 6th committee officially says up front in their investigation, we know this is an attack. We know it's an insurrection. It was a plan to overthrow the government. But no, it was really a plan to demonize their opposition, we now know. How do you have a fair investigation when it's purely political and up front they say, we know this was a plan to overthrow the government, and so now here's who we say are guilty. Guilty until proven guilty.
Well, I mean, clearly there's never any intention of having a fair investigation. From the beginning, this is meant to be a political type of show trial meant to advance a political narrative whose result, in effect, justifies demonizing over half of the country of American patriots, Trump supporters, but not just Trump supporters, really anyone, including left-wing dissidents who find the abuses of the regime intolerable, just to lump all of those people together and declare them domestic terrorists because of their political beliefs and weaponize the full force of the American national security apparatus against them. That's what's at stake in this false January 6th narrative. It's not just the people who are being held in solitary confinement for trivial offenses while the big fish swim free still to this day. It's not just for them. It's for all of us because the narrative is being used to point to all of us as domestic terrorists. That's why it's so important. And that's why getting to the bottom of this, getting to the truth of 1/6 is so important, because the whole thing, its only purpose is to be exploited and used politically toward that end. That's the only purpose. And that's why, of course, they're going after you, because you're one of the most effective people in media who isn't part of the controlled media. That's why they're going after Steve Bannon, because he's another profoundly effective person in media. And they're going after Roger Stone because he's known as an effective advisor to President Trump and so forth. This is all political, because any other explanation would require the feds to have a good answer for why some of the key people who take place in this event, in the case of Ray Epps, it's not just some guy saying, oh, go into the Capitol. He is, by all accounts, by all this video evidence, very evidently one of the key orchestrators of the initial breach of the Capitol, which set off this whole event. And they don't want him? So it just doesn't make any sense unless we very seriously entertain the darkest of dark possibilities, which is this is part of a long and really dirty narrative, very dirty practices going back decades, as you said, to the Oklahoma City bombing, involving many of the key players from back in those days, including Merrick Garland, who was the key, quote unquote, domestic terrorism guy in the DOJ under Clinton in the early 90s, just as the government was kicking off into high gear its practice of infiltrating domestic so-called militia.
Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City.
Nothing's changed.
And so it's clear. I know you don't like to speculate, Doctor, but they're saying that the right-wingers are going to be terrorists before the midterms. No, we're winning. We're 10 points ahead even in mainline polls, the biggest Republican lead since they started taking modern polls 100 years ago. So they're in full disaster mode. And remember, Bill Clinton said on Air Force One after re-election in 96 to over 50 pool reporters, he said, I owe my re-election to Oklahoma City. And that helped bring the country together, really repudiated the Republicans. So they played the card before. It's the same criminals in there again. And if we don't think they're going to stage false flags and exacerbate racial division to legitimize them saying that the Christians and the conservatives and the Trump supporters and those that question elections and vaccine mandates are terrorists, if we don't think they're not going to stage a provocateur something, we're dumb. That's the final ingredient in this, Doctor.
Right. And you know what? The silver lining in this is that I think a large swath of the American public is ready and they're on to the game. And the remarkable thing that I've seen, and you've probably seen this too, since you've been studying this in much greater depth and for a lot longer than I have. But from what I've seen on the basis of my investigation of the history of these types of federal operations, is they're remarkably uncreative. They're remarkably resistant to modifying their techniques. And so you see the same patterns over and over and over again.
Extremely formulaic.
Yes, exactly. And you see a lot of the same, you know, paint-by-numbers approach to these domestic ops. You see these elements in 1/6. And the thing is that unlike in the 90s where Clinton was around in the Oklahoma City thing, even though the oligarchs have done a pretty good job at shutting down the internet, they haven't done it completely. And the internet age, albeit censored post 2016, is simply makes it very difficult for them to pull off these ops.
And stay there. We got to go to break. Let's come back and get your expertise on what you think they're going to pull next. But Dr. Beatty, stay with us.
There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and, again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and TurboForce are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy without the big crash. And it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, when I was younger, I'd read a lot of history books, so I knew about false flags. I knew World War II started with false flags. Hitler saying the Poles had attacked their military base at Gliwice, what kicked it off. And that later came out in the Nuremberg trials. I knew about the Reichstag that Hitler used to become a dictator. But then I was just getting on air in 95 on local access TV, and General Benton K. Parton had been the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. He'd run the secret space program, Star Wars. I mean, high-level three-star general. And he was on local TV and even traveled to Austin to come on Access Television and say they had bombs in the building. Here's the feds. Here's how they did it. They're using this to, you know, declare the American people the enemy, to start setting up a secret police. And so I got to sit there and got to know the guy. I probably interviewed him 50 times. Went out to dinner with him 5 or 6 times. And so I sat at the feet of that type of person. Former head FBI agent in the L.A. sector. Ted Gunderson was running around exposing all this at the time. And so that's where I got my knowledge. I didn't just develop this out of some magic wand. And now we're here, and I'm telling you, Dr. Beatty doesn't like to speculate. He's going off the facts here, but they are so scared of just him pointing out that this should be investigated because it messes up their whole narrative. That doesn't end with Roger Stone and Alice Jones and Steve Bannon in jail claiming we ran some insurrection. It's saying the American people themselves are an enemy of the state and have to be targeted. I mean, this is a real purge, like Lenin going after the kulaks or Stalin or Hitler, saying, oh, it's the Jews, I'm going to get them. And of course, once he got the Jews, he got everybody. That's how it always works. So this is a real authoritarian takeover. Not in my view. I know it's here. But you got cut off by the break. Doctor, please continue. And then let's just get your view on where this is going, the expanded show trials, and how you think we stop this. I mean, obviously, exposing it, sunlight's the best disinfectant. But what else can we do? Get members of Congress talking more about this? I know they're starting to send letters and things after you and Tucker's work.
Yes, well, first of all, it's quite fitting that you should mention the term kulak. Our most recent piece on Revolver.News, which is up there live right now in the very top, is titled, Are You Ready to Be an American Kulak?, which draws upon the very real, very visceral, and very dark and disturbing historical parallels between the deplorables, broadly speaking, the American patriots, and the kulak class, which was the enemy political class of the Bolshevik revolutionaries. And so I'd encourage anyone who wants to learn more about that historical parallel in order to understand more deeply the dire situation that we're in now is to go to Revolver and read that. And
well, Doctor, that wasn't a mistake. I mean, I read the article. Saw it this morning. So spend some time next segment on that. Right now, getting back to the main central area.
Yeah. So the question is, where are things going from here? How do they stop it? Well, from my perspective, I consider my duty to continue with our investigative work, and we have a lot of major pieces in the works. And just to provide a little bit of teaser as to what's coming up, there's so much more to the Ray Epps story that people know. The Ray Epps story, there's a reason why the feds are so obviously sensitive to anyone touching the Ray Epps issue. It's really the key that unlocks the whole thing. And we've taken an extremely deep, extremely meticulous dive into not only Ray Epps, but all of the various people that he seemed to be coordinating with on that day. And it's interesting to point that out because the New York Times, in a damage control piece, falsely reported that, oh, Ray Epps was this lone actor. He wasn't coordinating with anyone. That is very clearly false when you look at and study the video evidence. There are many people that he's communicating with, that he seems to be working with. And believe it or not, many of those people who themselves have pretty egregious records when it comes to the initial breach, a lot of these people are also curiously unindicted. So we're going to tell the full story of that whole breach team, that whole sordid issue leading up to the initial breach, because really this is what kicked it all off. And the Fed seemed to have zero interest in all of these events and all of the key players who were instrumental in that initial capital breach that set it all off. So we're going to tell that story in full and in detail. And the follow-up piece from that is we have a major smoking gun piece that's going to show beyond any doubt that the Feds knew in advance of a major aspect of this so-called insurrection plot. So we have some amazing stuff coming up. And I think persistence in this regard really gets you a long way because, as you know, being a person in the media, the news cycles can be so fast. There's this phantasmagoria of novelty, of new information, the new thing to be outraged about, the new thing that, AOC wore a new dress that's outrageous, and all of these things. And it's so easy for people to get distracted, and it's so easy for people just to latch onto the wrong narrative, to latch their justified indignation onto the wrong narrative. And that's why when we shifted the narrative from the Antifa stuff onto the false flag, that's why the regime freaked out so much. What they can't stand is when people are right over the one narrative that they don't want, and when we hold on to it persistently and demand answers. So that, I think, can go a long way, just not dropping the ball.
Exactly. Keep hammering it like you and Tucker and I and Bannon and everybody's doing. And, of course, Roger Stone had nothing to do with any of this. The idea that we're being investigated as wanting to overthrow the government and all this crap, when the feds, though, don't want you to look at any of the people that actually broke in. They want to arrest some of the soccer moms and folks that came in and didn't know what was going on. I mean, this is so obvious. So aren't they kind of building a trap for themselves, trying to have even this kangaroo court in Congress and all this? Because by bringing this back up, it's going to bring up the truth of what they did.
Well, in many ways they are. And again, I've looked at this from so many different angles and looked at the kind of strategic dimensions of it. And in certain respects, I'd be happy to elaborate on this if you like, but there are many respects, some very important, in which putting myself in the shoes of the government, and again, the government's not monolithic, it's the Congress, it's elements of the FBI, different groups with competing interests and priorities. There's some groups that want to maximize the political effect, who want to go full in on this narrative that elements of Trump's inner circle and people like you played some role coordinating with Trump. It's, of course, nonsense.
Preposterous.
It's preposterous, but that's politically the most kind of salacious thing, and that's what they want to focus on. But there are other elements, I think, within the FBI and other agencies who understand that a full-throated pursuit of that political narrative could actually be counterproductive in the sense that it leads to tripping over landmines that end up exposing the federal involvement in this. And because of the compartmentalized nature of these types of operations, I don't think every element that you see pursuing 1/6 investigation is fully briefed on what exactly happened. And so that accounts for some of the interesting mixed messaging, like we've seen some messaging coming out saying, oh, actually, this wasn't some pre-planned event. This wasn't some pre-planned
Sure, the FBI didn't by accident tell Reuters, Roger Stone and Alex Jones, we've investigated, did not coordinate with Trump and were not involved in an attempt to overthrow things, which is true, and they did investigate us. So why would they tell the truth and then on the other hand they're attacking?
Well, that's exactly, in my view, that's exactly what I'm talking about, is that there are elements within the feds whose view is, look, we've already set this off. We pulled it off successfully. We've successfully created a narrative that is now going to be used to weaponize the national security apparatus against American patriots. Now let's quit while we're ahead, because if we pursue this, first of all, it's going to come out that the whole notion that you had involvement or Stone or anyone else, there's just going to be no evidence there, just like the Russiagate stuff. But secondly, there's only downside, in fact, extreme downside, because continuing to pursue that, there are so many landmines around here. And again, because of the compartmentalization, the political operatives on the congressional side and others aren't necessarily briefed into the full story of what the feds did. And so they can unwittingly step on those landmines. And so.
Exactly. Dr. Beatty, stay there. Stay there. I'm going to come right back.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. So they're going to prison for a long time when the man was running around constantly robbing the neighborhood on video in houses. I'm not glad the guy's dead. I personally wouldn't want the trouble. I wouldn't chase after somebody. That was a bad move. But people get pissed off. But guilty, 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 ladies and gentlemen. So the left won't have a reason to burn everything down. We'll be covering that next hour after Dr. Darren J. Beatty leaves us. You got cut up by the break. Other points you want to make about what's currently happening with the January 6th kangaroo court, where you expect that to go. Obviously, trying to a provocateur racial division in America. That seems to be backfiring on them. And then let's talk about your new article that's excellent, very lengthy, at Revolver News. Are you ready to be an American kulak? Because that is the model these authoritarians are using. So tell us about that as well, Doc.
Yeah, just a little bit about this. This is a follow-up on an earlier piece that we did, which was one of the darkest pieces we ever ran, but it's very important, and it circulated very widely. And this piece explored the parallels between our current situation and the Bolshevik revolutionary situation. And this Kulak piece, which is up right now in Revolver.News, sort of is a compendium to that. That explores one very specific and I think one really important parallel, and that is the parallel of the kulak. The kulak being the political enemy class within the Soviet regime. The kulaks were a kind of peasants hated by peasants, so to speak. And any type of peasant revolt that was attempted was always blamed as, oh, these are kulak wreckers. The kulaks are ruining things. It's the kulaks is why this latest Soviet industrial program didn't work. They're the only acceptable victim class, and every failure of the regime on the basis of its corruption and incompetence simply cycled into an intensified and more vigorous political persecution of the kulaks. And I think that's in many ways what you see in the United States, only instead of kulaks, you substitute it for, frankly, mostly white middle class, working class. White is certainly a demonized term, although I wouldn't suggest that whites are the only people who belong to this. In fact, when minorities do something that the regime doesn't like, the regime has a habit of referring to those minorities as white, like the white Hispanic and so forth. So it's an ever expanding term that's used to encompass all the enemies of the regime and to blame them for the regime's failures when really the failures result from the corruption and incompetence. So I think for people to really understand the situation that we're in politically, and understand maybe that there are some limitations to thinking that we can solve this through some kind of ordinary process.
Well, let's talk about how we do it, because how we do get that done, because I totally agree with you. And so the entire globalist corporate fascist system is using communism as the operating system, but they're really offshore and above it. Obama, before he left office, gave speeches saying, well, we need a mix of communist countries and capitalist countries, so slave countries and quasi-free countries. So the powerful money interests don't have to live under what they themselves have installed as a control system. But it's breathtaking. It's extraordinary. I don't have words to describe how, in a historical lens or yardstick, to say whites are inherently evil and it's inherently bad is the only thing to compare. It's Hitler, but the other way around. And then to have a ruling class of rich white people pushing this as their operating system for divide and conquer is just overtly criminal, overtly discrediting. And I'm surprised it's had as much success as it has, but the polls, the numbers, when I see show, it's rapidly losing its effect and backfiring now. A, do you agree with that? And then B, how do we counter something this dirty, this nasty, like social war they're trying to stoke?
Well, it is remarkable, and as illuminating as historical antecedents can be, and as illuminating as it can be to describe contemporary situation in terms of existing ideologies, isms, communism, capitalism, and so forth, the condition in the West, and particularly in the United States, is remarkable, I think, principally for its newness. And I'm not aware if there's any other time in history that the dominant ideology of the country is connected with the political demonization and dehumanization of the basically majority and founding stock of that very country. You have cases where nations can be extremely vicious.
Yeah, they usually target a weak minority as a scapegoat. Exactly. Why is it starting a fight with one of the most powerful groups?
Well, I think power isn't always power in numbers, and I think we do have an elite in this regime, or I hate to use the term elite, maybe a corrupt ruling class that is in the minority, and the kulak population could be quite numerous, but lacks political power. And I think that characterizes the condition of the modern day kulaks, the deplorables, quite well, because the deplorables are able, there are tens and tens of millions of them, half the country, maybe even more. But in terms of institutional power within the United States, or what I now call the globalist American empire, really, the deplorables have zero institutional power. There's not a single major important institution in this country that's principally controlled by the deplorables.
And so that's why we're here, is the corrupt corporate establishment has taken over all the major power positions. And so now it sees that it's done. As long as it can annihilate any populist opposition, it will stay in power forever, and it even wants to use the process of starting a fight with that populist movement as the excuse of putting in a permanent police state.
Exactly. And, you know, this is a very difficult situation. As I said, there's no real historical precedent for this particular type of regime. There are many different ways that I think that wokeness is the dominant ideology, maybe even the religion of the United States. I think that wokeness is deeply ingrained into the incentive structure and the ecology of our economy. It's deeply ingrained into the nature in which the United States exercises power over.
Hillary admits, Hillary and all of them, Pelosi, that the liberal leftism is the religion and the operating system they want to basically send around the world. It doesn't matter if Apple runs slave factories. It doesn't matter if the UN's killing Africans by the tens of thousands for their land in Central Africa. It's okay because they say they're liberal and Tim Cook's gay. I mean, it's literally just a horrible corporate system wrapping itself in the camouflage of limp-wristed liberalism when it has nothing to even do with that.
Right. No, but there is like real method to the madness. And if you look, for instance, at the phenomenon of woke capital, all the major corporate enterprises embracing the woke ideology, we had another piece on Revolver.News that I think is really important. And it basically exposed this whole, I think it's kind of a conservative trope that's almost like a pacifier, this notion that if you go woke, you go broke. In fact, in the larger economy, it's almost the opposite. Unless you go woke as a major corporation, you will be destroyed. Being a major corporation in the United States that is not explicitly woke is equivalent to being a corporation in China that does not embrace the CCP. And part of the
Don, do five more minutes with us. We got to go to break. I want to ask you how we get out of this again. I want to go back to that central question. You're absolutely right. The global operating system of these corporations is wokeism. It's a religion, a system they're forcing on us. How do we counter that separately? We've got the big Black Friday sale is finally here, and store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points until the end of the month. And two of our best-selling products are back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, a bunch of key cofactors and amino acids for your immunity, for your entire body, for everything. It is a liquid multivitamin mineral, and people love it. It's been sold out for months and months and months. We got a limited supply in because we won't cut the quality of the product. We can only get so much of the ingredients. So it's going to sell out very, very quickly. But despite that, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have Prostaguard with saw palmetto and so much more, sold out for almost 9 months. It's back in stock. Because the supply chain breakdowns could not get it in. So good for not just your prostate, but all your glands, your whole body. It's great for women as well. It's just that saw palmetto is documented to massively cut cancer risk in the prostate. Look it up for yourself. Imagine what else it does for the rest of your body. InfoWarsStore.com and TurboForce. 10 hours on average of clean, good energy without the big come down. It's 40% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have what we believe, there may be some stronger, the highest level curcumin. We went to the top manufacturer of turmeric stuff. We private labeled an even stronger one. Theirs was at 75 curcuminoid. We said, what's the highest you can do? They said, if you pay more, 95%. We had it tested separate firms, 95% curcuminoid. That's the active ingredient in it. That's why it works so much better than our turmeric formulas. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Ultimate Bone Broth, new and improved. Also so good for your immune system and whole body and joints. And for people that want to be active, it's back in stock as well.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
For a fraction of the cost of your cable bill, or